Joining me in the studio today are KHSU General Manager Peter Fretwell and KHSU producer Jessica Eden. Along with a team of contributors and advisors, they have developed the Voice of Diversity Initiative, and they're here to tell us more about what it is. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Lorna.
So first, I will say this is no pressure that my general manager is before me and interviewing me and also my biggest critic and Jessica Eden, but I'm sure you'll make this painless because it's about the people and it's about this initiative. So Jessica, why don't you start by telling me the impetus behind this initiative?
You know, basically, it's the charge of public radio, as I see it. Public radio is this phenomenal community resource, particularly in a region that's as small as ours. It's sort of a familial connection here. And there are many stories, many different cultural understandings, and this space is a place for us to share our stories and to communicate with each other, to share our experiences. So this Voice of Diversity initiative is basically carrying that torch a little bit farther.
And how was the idea behind this developed, and when?
It was something that I wanted us to do here several years ago, you know, recognizing that we do a pretty good job of sharing the voices and the viewpoints of our region, but, you know, taking a good hard look at who walks through our door and who gets to sit at the mic and tell their story. It occurred to me, and it occurred to many others, that there were people missing. I mean, I guess I would say that it's not enough, right? We can all improve and invite a broader spectrum of our community into these studios to tell their stories. We can learn from one another and be stronger, be more resilient as a community as a result.
So from Jessica's introduction, let's move to present day. April, you began as the general mayor at KHSU, and how has it developed into what we're doing now, and what spearheaded or moved the needle forward some more to where we are today?
I honestly think two things, Lorna. One happened in November. Our nation took a decided, conscious turn toward being divided. And I don't think that comes as a surprise to anybody, no matter where they lie on the political spectrum. It was a decisive moment. And I think for people of color and people from groups that are labeled other, the country feels like it's been set back 50 or 60 years, that we're in the 1950s or 60s again, maybe further back than that in terms of social norms and what's acceptable behavior. The other thing that happened was April 15th, 2017, David Josiah Lawson, an HSU student, the president of Brothers United, was slain in Arcata. And I think for our entire staff and the university campus community, it was a call to what now? What do we do? And as we talked, Jessica brought forward what she had been talking about several years ago in the Voice of Diversity. And I think we all understood, yeah, this is true. The simple act of human storytelling builds bridges. That if you have in your mind a monolithic story about a group of people, whatever that group is, it may have truth as far as it goes, but it's distorted because it's only one story. When you begin to hear the dimension of the human experience, then you begin to see them as real human beings, the same feelings you have, the same fears and aspirations. And that's the genius of her concept. It's StoryCorps writ small.
Yes. And I think one of the first stories that had a massive impact was in the days following the news of David Josiah Lawson's death, and his own brother, Elijah Chandler, came into our studios and recorded a piece. And why don't you tell us about that moment when Elijah came in and how everything came together from there?
Go ahead, Peter.
I think what we did see in a minute and a half, Elijah Chandler just pouring out his soul and his pain just through his voice.
Right.
You grasp, this is powerful. this can move how we see ourselves as a community, how we behave as a community, and where we choose to go as a community. And I think that's where we begin to say we have a responsibility here to give voice to those who are marginalized and to hear their stories and out of those stories to begin to respond as a community.
So how will this shape up on our airwaves? What will we hear and what will we see in the coming years? This isn't just a short-term thing. This is something that will actually shape KHSU and the community, I believe.
Well, I mean, I guess I see it, and Peter, you can speak more to this, but I believe that this is really going to be a deeper effort to be the community resource that we want to be, to be the service that we hope to be, in that we want folks to come into this studio and share with the larger community who they are, what their journey has been. We need to get to know each other. We need to embrace our varied understandings. And, you know, the idea for me, it's we're connected. We're interdependent, whether we recognize that or not. We're sharing space here on the planet in this little corner of this country, and it's a beautiful place. There's so much to be proud of and engage with here, and we need to hold hands more regularly.
Do we dare share what you're doing with the Iraq young people right now?
I think it's maybe a little premature, but we are trying to make connections in so many parts of this county, but sort of the broader region. And some of that, it's tribal connections. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are so many pockets of this region that I think, you know, we don't share those perspectives. We don't share those experiences on a regular basis. And so we want more youth on the airwaves. We want more elder voices on, and we also want to tackle issues around mental health, around poverty, you know, all the stuff that we know that exists here. You know, these are our friends and neighbors, right? This is not unfamiliar territory. It's just that we're trying to step up our ability to provide the service of being that community resource and that community space for sharing.
Yes. And I've heard the term quite a bit recently, town and gown. There is a division between the university and the community of Arcata and the surrounding communities at large. And I think this will actually join together because students will lend their voice and share with the community, and the community will have an opportunity to do the same. How can a person join the conversation and be part of the voice of diversity?
Can I answer that with a brief story?
Sure.
Talking with Don Peterson this morning, and I don't think Don would mind that I share. He said something to me that was so profound that I just like, yeah, that captures it in one question. During the march down to Arcata City Hall when the students were on campus, I think it was April or May, when they marched down, about 200 of them, there was an
May
encounter.
May 7th, I believe it was.
There was an encounter that you described. 200 students, many students of color, peacefully marching through Arcata to meet with the city council in the city council chambers. And a 30-ish white guy felt entitled to stand there and hurl racial slurs and vulgarities at them. And as Don stepped in to just kind of diffuse the situation, he said his thought was, why is it that this gentleman defines our community instead of the hundreds of people we've passed who honked and waved and supported Justice for Josiah?
Right.
But it is this person who's defining our community. And I think my response to your question, Lorna, is what they can do is join us, listen, support it, and then begin to help redefine the community. That person who chooses to assault other people based on any number of defining factors, skin color, ethnicity, religion, orientation, gender, whatever you choose, that person is the outlier. And once our community says, not in our town, That is not who we are. It will move the needle. That's just a fact of sociology. There's research to back that up.
So if you want to be a part of the Voice of Diversity Initiative and lend your voice, you can email Voice of Diversity at VOD@KHSU.org. Jessica, would you like to close with just the power behind the story, behind the voice?
Ah, let's see. Boy, that is something. I guess I just want to say that we want to facilitate these conversations. We want to be the facilitators, the forum for the voices and the viewpoints that historically are denied in media, or the folks that are regularly misrepresented in media. We want to be a part of healing that. We want to share one another's experiences. We want to learn from one another. We want to be the resilient and loving community that we hope to be.
I think that's the well said. Jessica, thank you for the vision. And Peter, thank you for getting it off the ground. And together we can be the voice that tells the story for our whole community and joins us together. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lorna.